Now, verse 22 gives us the second great principle of Christian conduct. Will you listen now very carefully? Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth. Now let me give you my translation. The faith which thou hast, have thou to thyself in the sight of God. Blessed or happy is the man that judgeth not himself in the thing which he approves. And that means that which he does. The very interesting thing is, he's now taking up actually the other aspect of Christian conduct. Now he said, as you look toward doing something for God, you ask yourself the question, will it be right for me to do this? Can you do that with excitement and anticipation and joy as you look toward it? Now, this exhortation looks back at what you've done. Happy is the man that doesn't condemn himself in that which he has done. Now, I want to use a ridiculous illustration, and I know it'll be misunderstood. I've been asked the question, can a Christian get drunk? And the answer is yes. The prodigal son was a son out in the far country, and I'm confident he did that and quite a few other things. But he was always a son. Now, what was the difference then between the prodigal son and those pigs? Well, the difference is simply this. There never was a pig that said, I will arise and go to my father. That prodigal son, down there in the pig says, I don't like it here, I hate it, and I'm going to get out of this. I'm going to rise and go to my father, and I'm going to confess what a sinner I am and what I've done. Now, what's the difference then between the man that gets drunk, who's a Christian, and the man in the world who gets drunk? And what's the difference between the two then? Well, the difference is simply this, that man in the world, the next morning, he'd get up with a headache, and he'll put an ice pack on it, but the next night he'll say, boy, I sure had a big time. I'm going to get me a bigger bucket of paint and a bigger paintbrush, and I'm really going to paint the town red next time. But what about the child of God? Happy is the man that proves himself in what he's done. And that child of God, that next morning with a head as big as a barrel, he drops down by the side of his bed and he said, oh God, I hate myself and I don't want to do that again. I'll arise, I'll go to my father. And the Lord Jesus said, I'll have to wash your feet if we confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And the interesting thing is, there's no record. The prodigal son went back the next year to the pig pen. He didn't like it down there. That's the difference, my friend. That's the difference today. And happy is the man. Now, are you doing something, Christian, today that after you've done it, you look back and you hate yourself for it? Now, I don't care what that is. You're wrong. You're wrong. It could even be going to church. And I think sometimes that's the most dangerous place for some people. It was a dangerous place for Simon Peter to be in the upper room. So many say, oh, if I could only been in the upper room with Jesus, how wonderful it would have been. Had you ever stopped to think that the most dangerous place in Jerusalem that night was in the upper room? I heard of a preacher that went over there and came back. He thought that when they showed him the so-called upper room, he'd really seen it. Well, of course, what they show you over there was built in about the 10th, 11th century. It's Byzantine. It hasn't anything to do with our Lord's day. I do not know that it was even in that particular area. It could or could not be. I'm of the opinion it was probably over in another section. But be that as it may, he said, oh, what a feeling he had. How wonderful it would have been to be in the upper room. Well, that's the worst place in Jerusalem to have been that night. You know why? Because we're told that Satan was there. I don't know whether he was down in the slum area or with the drunks at the barroom. I don't think he was. He already owns that crowd. Why fooleth them? He's more or less ashamed of them. So he moved in another area altogether. He was in the upper room. My friend, sometimes the most dangerous place to be in church, you see. So do you have to condemn yourself? Did you come home from church Sunday and say, oh, I wish I could have bit my tongue off. I wish I hadn't said what I said. Well, you shouldn't have said it. May I say to you that happy is the man that doesn't condemn himself. Oh, to look back on your conduct and say, oh, I'm glad I did that. I'm happy I went over to see so-and-so. Now, let's move on here. Happy is the man that condemneth not himself in that thing which he allows. We're told here in verse 23, and he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Whatsoever is not of faith. May I say, my friend, you ought to believe in what you're doing. And if you don't believe in it, you ought not to be doing it. The believer's saved by faith. The believer's to walk by faith, you see. And that's the thing to test his conduct.